Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
All around the planet, eyes and minds are seeing clearly that dependence on oil is a shrouded dream at best and a source for continuing violence, warfare, and terror. And so wisely and wonderfully, leaders are scrambling to find a new way, and the way is becoming clearer every day. It's sun and wind and natural systems that provide a dream of freedom once again. And the human genius for innovation is driving an economic opportunity unrivaled in the history of the world. Get in now. You'll see why when we return here from the Wildside News. These are good times for us when we take a look at what is really happening. For quite honestly, the whole world is awakening to a new way, the way of energy independence. This week, in a meeting in New York City, U.S. and British institutional investors who manage over $3 trillion in assets pledged to invest $1 billion in clean tech companies. Steve Wesley, California State Controller, had this to say, "Our job is to encourage companies to think green. We want it to happen before it's too late." Get it? That's our message gone global. Quite a bit late, I'd have to admit, but there it is. And the emerging new energy technologies are firing enormous interest on Wall Street as investors, whose job it is to get rich, start eyeing this giant opportunity. And I personally hope all of us get rich off of doing the right thing for the planet. I'm on the side of profiting from peace and sustainability, because then we stand a chance to making the real difference so critical for life on Earth. One man, a truly dedicated, nice guy, smart guy, kind man, who really gets it that nature matters and life is sacred, recently got Wall Street's attention when he initiated the Wilder Hill Index and then the Wilder Shares Energy Fund. I visited him at his home in Olivenhain, that is as wondrous a southern community as it sounds. Rob Wilder, you're a guy who's very dedicated to a whole lot of things, but very specifically to energy right now and clean tech. And you've actually started, so Rob Wilder, started the Wilder Shares and Wilder Hill Index. What is this all about?
Well, the idea was that there were plenty of funds out there that a person could invest in that had to do with the environment, but only in the sense of waste cleanup, remediation, toxics, brownfields, not preventing pollution in the first place, which to me is absolutely the way to go. You prevent pollution in the first place, especially in the clean energy field. Then there were funds that had to do with fossil fuels like oil and coal and natural gas. And they weren't especially what I wanted either. So I wanted something that was truly clean energy, something that was both environmental and in the energy field that prevented pollution rather than cleaning it up after the fact. So the fields of solar, wind, hydrogen and fuel cells, ultracapacitors and superconductors.
So what you've done is you've actually gone and created a fund that gone public with this. You're on the American Stock Exchange right now, which is very cool. And so I'll let you actually explain how this works, but this will help people understand how we can actually track whether or not this vision is working and how it will work into the future.
Well, this is good because it's something that I only came to understand after being in this field for some time. And frankly, most people needn't understand it, but let me just take a moment and explain. There's something out there called the Dow Jones Industrial Average. There is the S&P 500. There are indexes that track the market. So rather than ask how did, you know, the following 10 stocks do or 20 stocks, you can simply take a snapshot with an index. Now, an index is not a fund that a person can invest in. So you can't invest in the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones, but there are funds that track those indexes, and those are actually tradable funds. So What's happened that's important is we both, one, created an index that tracks specifically the clean energy sector that I was mentioning, solar and wind and things of that sort. And then secondly, and key as well, is that there's now a fund that tracks our index. So that fund is the PowerShares Wilder Hill Clean Energy Portfolio that tracks our index, which is the Wilder Hill Clean Energy Index. So we have a ticker symbol for our index, which is ECO, which I like, ECO. And then there's a ticker symbol for the fund that tracks our index, which is PBW, like Paul Baker Wilder. And it's sort of funny because I was back on Wall Street picking a symbol, and there, among a list of hundreds of available three-letter terms, was ECO, and I was very excited. I said, ECO, this is it, this is great. And the people there on Wall Street were like, well, wouldn't you rather have EKO, or, you know. And to me, that sort of reflects the fact that the folks who are working in that environment typically are not thinking environmentally in the way that perhaps the audience does, folks listening to this, or those very much involved in the environmental sector. ECO means something significant.
Since you started, give people a sense of where it's gone, but also what they can look forward into the future.
Okay, the way it works is that really the leap of faith was taken not just by us, but by our partners, PowerShares, because what they had to do was start a creation unit, an original unit of 700,000 shares, which at $15 a share, what we came out with, is about $10 million. So they had to seed this fund with about $10 million worth of stock to make up this index. So that really was a leap of faith. That's some significant money. Now, the good thing is our first day we sold out that. I mean, I thought it would take a few months to sell out $10 million, but we sold that in roughly the first day. And from there, it's just been growing. It's important to look at our average daily trading volume. That's how you can sort of assess how well we're doing. And that's it's showing good volume. Now, a thing about an index is even though we had a very bang out the gate first day, I think we closed at maybe just a little bit above our opening price. So we're unlike a single company where if you get that kind of buying volume on one day, the share price goes way up right on the first day. It doesn't happen with an index. So really our goal is not to simply go up, 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 up in capital appreciation like normally a stock wants to do, a company stock. What we're seeking to do is track the sector. And if the sector is going down, plummeting down, or going up, we want to reflect that. That's the important thing to us. And that's part of why I like indexes. They're generally tax efficient. There's a lot of reasons why indexes often beat actively managed funds. But the thing that's useful for me is, most of all, we're trying to reflect, capture, define, and be an instrument that allows a person to trade in the sector as opposed to just capital appreciation.
What is your vision for this sector?
Okay, so I'm going to do what you expect, and I'm going to dance around that. And the reason is I see too much hype in this sector in general. I've seen it for years with fuel cells and hydrogen. I've seen it in wind. I've seen it across the board. And my goal with the index says it is what it is. The sector is what it is. So, for example, I'm talking to you from a home that's solar powered. I believe that solar power makes sense. I'm a big fan of solar power. I think that down the line, solar will be increasingly capitalized, increasingly popular, and that's a good thing. And I want the index to track that. But I don't want to be promoting solar power in the sense of saying you got to buy solar. It's, you know, it's a fine line, but it's an important one to me to say, look, you know, I can tell you personally I like solar. Sure, I do. But when I wear my professional hat managing this index, I got to tell you what I'm trying most of all to do is track the sector. And if solar takes a big hit, I want our sector, our index fund to reflect that, to go down. So, for example, we just had literally just two, three days ago, we had one of our important companies have a ruling go against it, a patent case go against it. So they infringed upon an inventor's patent rights, and the company took a major hit. They were down about 45%. Now, we talked about that briefly. None of us entertained the idea of dropping the stock because of that, because in part, this happens in our sector. I mean, this company, they did, by the finding, infringe upon the intellectual property rights of an inventor, and it took a big hit. And this happens in an emerging sector like ours. And this is part of what we reflect. So, you know, I in no way want to feed the fodder of the hype that goes around clean energy. It is what it is. Do I personally think it's going to grow? I personally think that There were no other funds that reflected zero carbon, low carbon, or very low carbon energy sources. My vision, what excited me, was the idea of creating an index that reflected pollution prevention, clean energy, low carbon solutions. That was what was exciting to me. And I'll let the sector take care of itself.
Fair enough. That's a very fair answer. So let's talk about some of the companies that you've actually invested in and how you came about choosing those to create this index.
We can only have publicly traded companies, so we're not simply able to even entertain the idea of privately held, of which there are some really interesting possibilities. Among the publicly traded, we have a relatively low floor of $50 million market capitalization, which to some folks might sound like a lot, but you have to understand, compared to most mutual funds, that's a very low floor. So we have our what are called micro-cap companies. Small-cap, micro-cap. Do we have a few large caps? Yes. But generally speaking, we're not looking at large caps because they're, again, generally speaking, not pure plays in clean energy. So while we might have a company that's fairly large and well-known, I'm thinking of Kyocera, because of their very significant growing solar component, we simply can't have the Hondas and the Toyotas and certainly the General Electrics that are just so wide-ranging that have components in clean energy, but that may, for example, be fossil fuel companies like a Shell that has a hydrogen component and a BP that has a solar photovoltaic, but that are, in generally speaking, fossil fuels. So, for example, General Electric, does its share price movement throughout the day reflect clean energy? No, it's too small a portion of an otherwise, you know, fine-managed, well-known, well-recognized, and respected company. We're trying to reflect the sector, and therefore we're having these very small-cap, micro-cap companies. So we do have companies like ESLR, Evergreen Solar. We have the very small hydrogen and fuel cell. We have wind companies. We have a turbine wind maker that's in carbon fiber, for example. So what we're doing is capturing clean energy and reflecting that.
What's exciting from my perspective and the perspective of people I'm sure who listen to the Wildside News is the fact that this actually becomes, in essence, to some extent, our index, our proof that this is where this is going, and we can track this through time. It gets to be kind of exciting for people who maybe have never even thought about this. They should tap in because daily there are fluctuations in this, and that's kind of exciting. It's actually kind of fun to track. When people want to find that out, where would they go?
Well, wildershares.com, www.wildershares.com. One of the things we put on there is a little button, and you can put up a box. When you click that button, which is view the Wildershares or Wilder Hill Clean Energy Index, it up pops a little 2-inch by 2-inch box. And the reason we did that was I, frankly, was doing this throughout the day. I was watching this index before it was on Wall Street. We've had this for about 6 years calculating now, and I like that idea that I could watch throughout the day. And as you note, you know, we're not trying to do anything other than track and reflect the sector. And when the sector does badly, we're going to do badly, and vice versa. So that's pretty exciting to me. And I like the fact that I was just telling my wife, you know, really my promotion is there's nothing else like us. She was asking me, how do you sort of get the word out? And I say, look, it's a very simple one sentence. There's nothing else like this. And that's right. In all those 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 mutual funds, there are none that are in clean energy, an index of clean energy like this. So that, to me, was it is the exciting thing. Wildershares.com has the information. And I tell you, this is my best job I've ever had.
Your initial offering actually brought in $10 million. You're going to continue expanding?
Oh, yeah. There's no end, so to speak. This is pretty normal. In other words, there was another PowerShares offering for China. PGJ is the ticker. And I was watching how their what are called creation units have grown. And certainly, for example, in iShares, which has a large family of ETFs, their energy holdings have grown. And this is just the standard sort of thing. Shares outstanding, assets under management grow. Now, what was sort of spectacular, exciting, or fun about our IPO for the tracking fund for our index was that it did so well the first day. Will it continue to get pretty good share trade volume? I think so. I hope so. Personally, you know, as sort of has come through, I feel pretty strongly about the sector of clean energy. And I like the fact that we can track it. And I don't have any ownership in the notion of it going up or down. I mean, if people want to trade this sector on the thought that it'll go down, what are called shorts, or people believe it'll go up over long term, longs. Either way, it's a volatile area, and either way, it makes no difference to me. I am excited by the idea of eyeballs coming to our sector. That's what I particularly like. To me, the notion that more people are looking at our index, for example, than, let's say, a gold index, this is sort of blue sky dreaming, the Dow Jones, you know, that we would be such an important index to be as, not as the Dow Jones, but something like, let's say, the S&P 400 or some sort of medium level, fairly significant index. That's where I'd like us to be. And to be so green, to be so focused on clean energy that people really, you know, your Aunt Barbara begins to talk about clean energy indexes. That's where I'd like us to be.
Well, there's a lot of talk about energy right now. It is a major focus, and it's actually reaching into the mainstream media because the price of gas is up. Certainly things that are happening in the Middle East are enormous issues for us, and we don't really necessarily even know where that's going. As well, this issue is becoming a national security issue. We have people like Jim Woolsey and Robert McFarland who are saying this is America's number one national security issue. Talk on a broader scale about the significance of clean tech and how you see this manifesting in America's future.
Yeah, you know, right now it's patriotism for the last few years has been a very important thing. Since 9/11, we've all been increasingly thinking about it. Everyone has a heightened interest in it. And I got to tell you, I think it's patriotic the way our home here has solar panels, and we don't have to rely on foreign sources of energy to power our home. I'm working right now on a car that'll be an electric car that runs off of our solar power and wind and micro hydro. It's all generated here on site. And I think it's very patriotic, you know, that we don't have to rely here in our household on foreign sources of oil. Don't have to rely on Saudi Arabia. Don't have to rely on the Middle East. You know, our troops, if they could stay home, they don't have to go to guard foreign sources of oil, be it Iraq or Kuwait or wherever. I tell you, I think that's patriotic. And I understand that there are a lot of sort of the right, sort of militaristic right wing, very folks who are focused on the military aspect are increasingly coming to sort of our viewpoint saying, yeah, you know, America can never drill its way out of this oil dependence problem we have. We're relying on oil that comes from some of the most geopolitically unstable parts of the world. So really the smart thing to do is to not try to drill our way out of it, because that's a non-starter. There's simply not enough oil in Alaska. What we've got to do is look at sources of energy that make economic sense, that are sources, no terrorist can interfere with my solar power that lands on my roof, or the wind power that turns my turbine, or the stream here that runs my microhydro. So I welcome that. I think it's patriotic, and I welcome it.
What I think I'd like to do next is take a little tour of your place here and talk about your home and your lifestyle and the way that you've integrated these clean tech concepts into a very comfortable, upscale home in Southern California. So let's do that next.
So Rob Wilder is a true friend of the earth. And just because you walk and talk like a Wall Street mogul doesn't mean you can't live in both worlds. Perhaps that is the new vision of life in America. When we return, we see the solar side of Rob Wilder's life, as we see just what life is really like when you go solar in Southern California. When we return here on the Wild Side News.